from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Labor Day means
respect for our hard work.
Showing love for the weekend.
Enjoy your weekend.
Labor Day weekend is always a blast.
Out on the boat.
Probably in the backyard, throwing a football around.
3 days of pure bliss.
Not working.
Yeah.
News Talk 97.3.
Happy Labor Day.
The sky.
Good morning. And happy Friday. 3 day weekend. Gators playing home. 3:30 against the Hurricanes. Yabba dabba doo.
Closer.
Copyright Hanna-Barbera, just in case they're listening.
Yeah, and you never know who's listening, Bob.
You never do.
You don't
especially
know.
Now with the podcast available on both the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast for the Bob Rose Show.
I heard about that. Yeah.
It is 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, State Senator Keith Perry is here. Welcome to the Snake Pit.
I'm glad to be here. It's been about 5 or 6 months since I've been here. I feel like Kamala kind of hiding out, not coming.
Oh, wow. Where are you really? I got to give credit to former Sheriff Steve Ulrich, who said the snake pit. We were good friends, got along great, and then the whole motorcycle thing where they were writing tickets for the pipes. I go,
yeah.
See, the same guy has like an airboat on Orange Lake, and all of a sudden, the relationship went a little sour.
Well, you guys can be tough, man. You got to come in prepared.
Well, it's true. All right, and so, yeah, I know you're prepared because this, it kind of came like a wave, and it was gone, I thought. And this was, let's develop the state parks in Florida. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't do a lot of homework on it. I saw that, and I go, that's crazy. And it came from the Department of Environmental Protection. As you pointed out off the air, it didn't come from Governor DeSantis. The DEP, their organization, came up with this idea. But DEP, I thought, were the people that didn't want you to develop even your own property.
Well, listen, the whole thing is it did not come out of governor's office. Mm-hmm. It was a proposal just to explore, look at it. And this is the important part that we need to be aware of. This whole thing has been hijacked by leftist groups of environmentalists that just want to do things to hurt our governor. Our governor has done more to protect environment and do things and land purchases than just about any other governor. Now, we've been able to do that because we have a thriving economy. That was our number one goal, and because of that, we'd be able to invest. We've invested records. I got some numbers here. We've got, in the last 5 years, we spent $870 million on Florida Forever. We have $200 million in springs protection just in our area up here. Everglades restoration, $1.8 billion. But that's not the issue. The issue is that we, conservatives even, have let the left-wing media, the Miami Herald and all the rest of them, and the Sierra Club, which is a lying group of people, I just tell you that. They just lie flat out. I've been with them in Tallahassee, and we've listened to their headlines, and we go, oh my gosh, they're ruining state parks. That's 100% false. It's 100% false for what they're doing. So these are some titles from this. Miami Herald. Environmentalists decry Disneyfication of state parks. DeSantis to start bulldozing swaths of 9 precious state parks from the Sierra Club.
Yeah, he's going to be out there doing it himself.
Yeah, okay. 4 state parks under siege. DeSantis plans to destroy Florida wilderness. Those are the kind of things. State parks, no more. These are crazy, crazy headlines that are not true. They're not based on any fact at all. And then what we've been told is we're not even going to debate it. And we're going to let a small group of environmentalists dictate what 22 million people in the state of Florida should have an opportunity, whether you like it or not. Okay, that's a fair thing to debate. That's not where we are.
Let's start here. What is the mission and the goal of having state parks, maintaining state parks. What is the overall mission and goal as you see it, as maybe the governor sees it, but in general, how is it set up in terms of what's our goal?
Certainly. Well, it's to preserve land. But to preserve land for the enjoyment of us.
Right.
And so how do you enjoy land? And right now, we're kind of at a crisis stage, if you think about kids. Well, not even just kids, adults as well, that are sitting behind their smartphone for hours and hours, 8 hours a day, not getting outside. Our goal should be to encourage both young kids and adults to get outside, to go out and enjoy nature, to understand it, to appreciate it. You can't enjoy nature, you can't appreciate it, you can't want to save it if you've never been out to
it. There's a ton of health benefits mentally and physically for fresh air and sunshine.
Yeah, and if you look at our city and county parks, what are they designed to do? They're designed to get out and enjoy it. So mm-hmm. we have disc golf. We have pickleball. We have those kind of activities that you can go out and enjoy it and get the kids and adults out. The state parks are no different than the national parks.
Now, here's the rub for me personally, and I think a lot of people share this. I had an RV. In fact, I had one when the kids were little, and we would go to campgrounds in Florida. They were very reasonably priced, and we would have an excellent time doing all the things you're talking about, enjoying the great outdoors. And then the COVID thing hit, and I couldn't get a campground anywhere. Well, that continues to this day, and part of it, I think, is this third-party management. Something has to change. There are people that know how to kind of, you know, they play the game. They call it a certain time, certain day, and they book as much as they can everywhere, and they kind of hold them. And so I've been to the campgrounds when they say sold out, sold out, sold out, and I've been there, and I walk through the campground on a weekend, and there are a bunch of open spaces. So I would like to see if there's going to be issues addressed, build more RV and camping spots, and manage that more effectively before you get in the business of golf courses and hotels.
Okay, makes sense, and a couple points on that. First off, just like you kind of talked in the earlier segment about management of fast food restaurants, certainly we have to hold these third-party companies accountable for how they do it. I mean, you can have third parties that are great, you can have them that are not great. We've had problems with this going on for quite some time. You bring up another part. You used to have a camper. I don't know, say motorhome you had?
RV, yeah.
Yeah, a little RV that you'd bring there. The thing about cabins, which is almost all, there was one hotel that was suggested, and I'll talk about that, but a lot of these are just adding cabins here and there. As a kid growing up, my parents couldn't afford an RV, couldn't afford a camper, couldn't afford anything, but we'd go to Alena State Park as kids and stay in the little cabins. And again, as a child, I can vividly remember staying at Alena State Park in a cabin and just exploring nature. And it was awesome. And so for the state to be able to provide that more, again, some kids can't, you know, their parents don't have it. So we should have campsites. But we should have cabins that are available for other families or children or weekend camps, for church camps or whatever, so kids can get outside and enjoy nature.
Now, some of that is handled, like, say, at the county level, like in Marion County. I know they do have parks where they offer some cabins. It might not be a huge amount, but could that be happening more at the county level? Can individual counties go into doing that, or is it, you know, the state?
Well, they could. I think most county parks are pretty small in comparison. We have state parks that go anywhere from 3,000 or 4,000 acres all the way up to 14,000 acres. So we have a lot of land that's in the state park system. So I think those are the things that, again, the whole, what I'm glad to be on your show about is, you and I were discussing this, having a debate, the mm-hmm. environmental wacko movement, and these are a cult movement. Most of the stuff, if you look at the conservation easements that the Alachua County issues, you know they issue that your own property you cannot walk on. As a human being, you're not allowed to walk on your thing. Are we going to let those people dictate? Well, we're not even going to have a debate. I had a Facebook post. People were attacking me. There's a Facebook post, and I said, shouldn't we at least discuss what these issues are? And first off, 99.9% of the people have never even read the proposal.
Right.
They haven't even read it. They don't know what it is. All they're doing is regurgitating this kind of stuff. So I said, shouldn't we be able to have a debate on access and having families outdoors? A lady wrote back and said, no, there is no debate.
Wow.
So that's the kind of mentality that we, as you know, again, are we going to have a group of environmentalist extremists say, hey, there's 22 million people in the state of Florida, and we have all kind of 100 million people come visit our state. Are we going to let this small group of people and the Miami Herald's, you know, headlines say, no, we're not even going to talk about this? So there's good things to have debates on. We just need to have that open debate and have an opportunity.
Well, if you're from the Sierra Club or one of those organizations, this is so easily, you know, a headline will crush you, just like you said. Because I read, talking about a 350-room hotel built on Anastasia State Park, which most people in this area are very familiar with. That, I'll be honest with you, I did what a lot of people did. I stopped reading right then. I go, that's ridiculous.
And it's the end. And it may be, but it may not be.
State Senator Keith Perry, hang on. I want to go and do another section.
Got
you good?
You
good?
All right. Got it.
816 News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. Stand by.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Happy Friday. Happy weekend. It is 8:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. And State Senator Keith Perry is here. And he's got a hard hat on, and he's getting ready to go on a bulldozer, and he wants to tear down all our state parks. My goodness.
Yeah, hit on the governor. Yeah.
Or at least that's what some in the media and some of these special interest groups would have you think. And I'll be honest with you, State Senator, like I said earlier, I said, hey, I read 350-room hotel proposed to Anastasia Park. I'm like, I don't see how that makes sense. So what do you say?
Well, let me get to that. But first, I want to just say that the majority of the state parks, majority of the stuff they were talking about is putting in some pickleball courts so people who are families and camping and stuff, they can play pickleball. The average 4 to 6 pickleball court takes up about 3/4 to 1 acre. One of the state parks has an old parking lot they wanted to do. They talked about disc golf. That takes about 30 acres. You could put a disc golf course, and you're protecting the land while you're doing it, but giving people outdoor activities. Okay, back to the hotel. Again, I don't know about the hotel. I heard about it. I don't know how much land it's going to take. I don't know the environmental impact. I don't know any of that stuff because we're not allowed to talk about it. It's like as soon as you bring it up. I will tell you, I just got back, it's been 2 years. We're up at Glacier National Park in Montana. It's an unbelievable park. It's beautiful. There's two lodges there that you can, and we stayed in one. It's unbelievable how nice they are that are in the middle of state parks. The biggest one, you know, if you go to Old Faithful Inn,
yeah,
where Old Faithful, that's a 327-room hotel in a national park that people stay at.
But you're talking about an incredibly large park, Yellowstone.
I'm saying that. I get it. Okay. I'm not saying that you do it. I'm saying that we have to be able to look at, if you wanted me to go to Tallahassee and say, hey, here's a proposed bill, and I say, well, I know that's 5 pages. I'm not going to read 5 pages of the bill. I'm just going to tell you no, or I'm going to tell you yes. You would say that's a pretty crappy job of legislating.
Yeah, I want you to at least look at it, talk about it, see what we can do here.
And based on its merit. But we're not even allowed to even discuss those kind of things based on the, and it's back to the headlines. I mean, these headlines that say we're going to bulldoze the state parks, we're ruining state parks. So, is that hotel a doable thing? Probably not. I'm just guessing on superficial information. But again, that's not a way we should legislate. It's not the way we should make decisions. Let's have an open debate, bring up the facts. And again, there was only one hotel and one golf course. By the way, that golf course was on an old airfield where there's a lot of demolished buildings. Half the buildings are still there. And we had the Folds of Honor organization that was going to raise money and do a golf course in an area that's pretty much non-usable. That would have been
a 501c3 type thing, right. Nonprofit?
That's right. And they were going to raise a lot of money and do that. And by the way, golf, people look at that sometimes in different ways. Most of the golf courses down in South Florida there's lots of them. Almost all of them are private. So there's not a lot of access for people to utilize those. And that was just a great...
And you couldn't afford the membership fee.
No, you couldn't.
I mean, even you.
And again, no, I couldn't.
Because down there, right. It's gone crazy.
Right. But again, and even golf courses, to get children out, get kids out. We sponsor things on these young golf things to get kids involved in that. So the issue is we were duped by the mainstream media that does not have our interest at heart. The Miami Herald does not. The Sierra Club, I've sat there on a bill that I had. Sierra Club set in Tallahassee. I watched a guy come to the podium and lie about my bill. And when I confronted him after that, He pushed me off and said, well, you know, we have to say to get stuff done. That was his answer to me.
We have to say what we say to get stuff done. In other words, we will inflame the issue or we will lie about the issue. We will get people upset for not really a valid reason, but we need to keep them upset.
And if you give your money to Sierra Club, you're promoting, this is their title, DeSantis to start bulldozing swaths of 9 precious state parks. So DeSantis didn't even know about this plan.
So
it
this
didn't
is,
come out of his office.
This is
and
a
they're
form
making
of,
up a lie.
It's a form of propaganda. They're using whatever information they get a hold of, and then they exaggerate it, and they point to the governor, who didn't even come up with this. So that's propaganda. The left, we wouldn't put that past them. That's what they're doing. But back to the issue at hand. So what you're saying is we should at least have a discussion. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It should be a park-by-park scenario. It may be as simple as pickleball courts. I can tell you that the footprint for pickleball courts is not very large. It's not going to damage any land. That's an easy one, a no-brainer. Disc golf is not like a typical golf course. You're not talking about the same kind of maintenance. You can preserve the natural beauty completely, and all you're doing is putting in these poles with baskets. That's not a big deal.
That's it. That's what you're doing. Again, let's take a state park and say, here's what the proposal is. And again, remember, this was just a preliminary draft proposal that was specifically leaked by someone in the department to cause all this controversy. Mm. It was all pre-planned, and it was pre-planned to make the governor look bad. The best governor that we've ever had in the state of Florida, and the design was to make him look bad. These are things that sway elections, by the way. You talk about election interference for the Miami Herald and these other Sierra Club and stuff to get involved in this. This is what they do. They get involved right before elections, and they try to make people look bad. This is all false. It's bad information to start with. So we can talk about the parks, and we can talk about disc golf, we can talk about that stuff, but we really got to talk. We cannot be sucked into a group of people and media outlets that do not have our best interest
at heart. Okay, the media is going to do what they do. The Sierra Club is going to do what they do. But what about the Department of, you know, the DEP? They're supposed to be looking out for the environment. Are you saying, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, are you saying that they came up with this plan specifically to undermine DeSantis, knowing that this would be a huge political firestorm, so they advanced it during his tenure?
No, I don't even know it was DEP. I don't know who. Or
that's
this who, is state,
yeah. That's
is that
my
who
understanding.
Came out with?
Yes.
No, of course not. They came up with a plan to utilize the resources that we have.
You don't think they had a political agenda?
No, I don't think so. Not DEP. I think that somebody inside of there did, that they took a draft of a proposal and leaked it to the press under the pretense that DeSantis is coming up wanting to develop golf courses and hotels in the state park system. First off, that's a lie. That's not true. That the plan wasn't that. It was just a preliminary draft of what they're doing. And again, there was one golf course and there was one hotel, and neither one of those is going to happen. The Flags of Honor, the Folds of Honor, has already pulled their idea. It's not going to happen. No, but I believe that once this came out, it was a tool, obviously, that you could utilize to, you know, make Republicans in general and DeSantis specifically look bad. It was a ploy, and we got sucked into it. I mean, I have conservative friends that came up to me and said, "What are y'all doing?"
But same thing I said on
and
the radio.
I said, "Well, wait. Have you read the proposal, or have you read the Miami Herald?"
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, that's where we are. And locally, like the local WCJB, I thought it was interesting. They got some quotes from Pagene Hanrahan, who was a former mayor at one time here. And I thought, wow, I wonder, you know, there was no guesswork onto what, you know, she was going to say. And look, and I had to agree. I was like, yeah, these are sensitive areas, a lot of these, you know, turtle nesting and stuff.
Yeah, but what about... Pagene Park. I mean, you know, if you go down to Depot Park, I mean, what's down there? There's areas to walk. There's areas for kids to play. There's big playgrounds on that area there, and there's sidewalks, concrete sidewalks. I mean, those are designed to get kids and adults outside. If you go to Northeast Park, we got basketball and tennis, and you got softball fields. If you go right up around the corner here to the park at 34th and 441, you know, you got a pickleball place. You've got all those areas.
If you know the answer. Do any of our state parks make money, generate revenue in the black? Are they all money losers? Just a matter of how much? And it's just part of the budget of providing, you know, entertainment and what have you. Do you know?
No, they're money losers. Big time. Yeah, the taxpayers, okay. The 22-plus million people in the state of Florida subsidize those things. And again, that's fine. And we should. Those are important things.
But do we want to go further in that? Do we want to subsidize more?
We want the whole goal is to get people outdoors enjoying nature.
Gotcha.
You know, we have stuff naturally that Disney World and Universal try to recreate fake. We have it right here in our own backyard. Our goal is to get kids and adults off the couch, get them outside, and let them. But again, back to the thing. The real issue is, can we even talk about and debate this? Are we going to let these left-leaning groups
just
tell us,
no,
we're not
going to...
Yeah, that's crap. That's terrible.
And
that's,
then politicians in the future will treat it like the hot potato, and they'll never bring any ideas forward because they know what the blowback will be.
Right. We won't even have a little campsite with a 3/4-acre pickleball court because of what's happened here.
Right. Okay. So. Hey, State Senator Keith Perry... take unpopular position until you learn more about it. So we appreciate you coming in, educating everybody about it. That's what we do here.
The truth. We just want to talk, and we want to have debate. We're not going to be silenced by a group of people who have a radical agenda. We're not going to do it.
You mean like the city of Gainesville? Moving on.
That was your outlaw voice.
Thanks again, by the way. Good to see you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
It is 8:30. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. Go Gators. A lot to talk about coming up. Stay tuned.
Here's what's trending on the sky.
And now, to throw my support to President Trump.
A member of the Kennedy family
has come out to endorse a Republican.
That's pretty remarkable.
The news that's trending.
Israel will fight. Hezbollah is preparing to launch an extensive attack on Israel.
The news that's now.
Kamala Harris says, don't worry about it. All these important issues will be solved on day one of her administration.
Vice President Harris has not appeared in a single interview.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.